I want to give a beginning shout out to the three people, yay, who downloaded both of my podcasts that were available within 24 hours of me posting them. I hope you liked them. I hope they interested you. I think this one is going to be pretty good. I just wanted to say hi to you guys. And maybe tomorrow there will be four. I will tell you a story because I seem to be in a very good mood tonight. The story is that when I published, indie published, my first novel on Amazon, I, by the end of the month, had three sales. And two of them were mine and one of them was my daughter. And that was okay. I had to learn to do promo. I had to learn to do a lot of things. And I did everything out of order. And aren't you glad that I went through that and messed that all up so that I can do a whole podcast about how to do it right? Anyway, let's get to the point of this particular podcast. So this is the third podcast of the first season, I guess they call it, like we're a TV show. And it is the second episode. We are now at... You have a book, and you want an agent. You're going to choose one. You're going to look for one. You're going to ask for advice. Hopefully, you'll take mine, and you will get a copy of one of the guides to writers that have all of these listings for agents and publishers, and advice in the back, and glossaries of terms about publishing, and articles, and just it's just a wealth of information here. And you want to go through and find an agent who wants to take your book. You want to sell yourself to, sell your book to, see what they want, see what they don't want. And we covered all that already. So what are you supposed to do now? Exactly. You are supposed to start rejecting the agents. There are hundreds of them. And you want to go through one by one and actually read these pages. And you will find out immediately that there are many of these agents who are simply not appropriate for you. Agencies and agents are asked certain questions that will give you a real good idea immediately if this is someone that you need to bother with. One of the questions is, areas most interested in agenting. Yes, they say agenting. I started to say representing, and that is not what it says. Areas most interested in agenting. And the immediate answer is strong nonfiction. Did you write strong nonfiction? It's his first answer. It's two words. He knew exactly what he wanted. And if you have a fantasy novel or a murder mystery, he doesn't want you. So he's a big no. And we move on. Areas most interested in agenting. Ooh, this is interesting. Mainstream fiction, thriller, suspense, mystery, historical fiction, literary fiction. Hell, I ought to send in something to this guy. Business, nonfiction, multicultural interests, pop culture, music, film, television, technology. I mean, this guy goes on and on. I'm not sure there's anything that he doesn't want to represent. Oh, wait a minute. There's the question. Areas not interested in agenting. Short stories, poetry, romance. Ooh, fantasy. Uh-oh. Now, did you write a romance? Did you write a fantasy? Boy, this guy has a lot of things that he wants to represent, but he doesn't want to represent you. So we say no, and we move on. There's no point in doing anything but being completely objective about this while you are doing it. Areas most interested in agenting, quality fiction, commercial and literary, narrative, nonfiction, history, psychology, health, business, spiritual, self-help, children's literature. Areas not interested in agenting, westerns, romances, fantasy, poetry, science fiction, and screenplays. You can probably hear my pages turning. So here is one I put a great big yes on for myself. Areas most interested in agenting. Literary and commercial fiction. Serious nonfiction. Areas not interested in agenting. Poetry. That's not much of a answer, is it? I mean, it's very brief. Literary and commercial fiction. They like fiction. One of the things that you can see on these pages is client representation by category. And that's going to be just a couple questions down. And it tells you how many of their, what percentage of the books that they represent are fiction and how many are nonfiction. Okay. Ooh, now here's someone I want to try. I even wrote down the title of the book I'm working on. Areas most interested in agenting. I like commercial fiction, horror, hardcore murder mysteries, medical thrillers. I will review and consider any quality fiction. In the area of nonfiction, I accept only medical and health-related subjects, but no quackery or books about enemas to cure brain cancer. Areas not interested in agenting. No porno, no hate books, no feminist manifestos, no historical novels, no fundamental religious stuff. When you find someone you want to say yes to, what else should you look at? Well, the not agenting is good, but you also, somewhere in here, we may have to pause for a moment, says, best way to initiate contact. Ah, fiction, query letter, 3-page synopsis, first 50 pages. Nonfiction, well-constructed proposal. A lot of these agents have, there are some things that are just standard. 15% as their cut is about standard. And people that are seriously interested in fiction want to see your first 50 pages. Knowing how to grab people and drag them into your world is just a writing skill that you can learn. He may not like the way the story unfolds once he sees all of it, but I would absolutely send this particular book to him. I have him as a yes, and I have a book here, but that's not really what I was doing. I wasn't really looking for people to say yes to. I am looking for everybody I am saying no to. Why are you rejecting these people? Because you want to get them out of the way. You're going to find 50 of these that you can send a query letter to. If you can't get a good response, if you can't get a request for something out of 50 agents where you have read what they have to say, where you have decided, hey, I like this person's sense of humor, and I wouldn't mind working with them. Go through these books, get rid of everybody, find your gems, because you're going to find them automatically as you start doing this. And you're going to find other things that you really do want to look at. You want to look at client representation by category. This particular, I have another one here that I have a yes on, is nonfiction, 30%. Fiction, 60%, children's, 10%. So you have your list, and then you want to know, now what do I do? Well, what you do is you make, for each and every one, you make an info page. You create something in Google Docs or whatever works for you, or a notebook. I'm a big fan of dedicating a notebook, a real paper one that you write on with, you know, a pen. I have always been an indie. I love being an indie, but I do a lot of business as far as promos go with a lot of book bloggers, people like that. So if I'm promoting a book, and in this case, let's say I'm going to go ahead with the agent route and see what happens. I'm going to write down for each agency the information I need, which is what they want in a query letter. And for that, you don't just write down the 50 pages. You go into the part we talked about in the last podcast, the part that says, what's your dream client? Who's the client from hell? What turns you off? What are the big mistakes that people make? It's going to be different. It will be different for different agents. Also, you'll come across larger agencies or agencies where they are owned and operated equally by three partners. And when it says, what are you looking for? It'll give you the name of the partner and then what that partner looks for. And then the name of another partner. And that partner might be looking for something entirely different. And so you've got three people. It's in one paragraph, too. So you've got to search them out. Know that this happens. And you might find the perfect agent in there. And you want to make sure that you put it to that agent's attention. That's another thing that you're going to put in your notebook. put in your notes for that specific agency before you ever even think about starting to write a query letter. Because you're going, if you think you're going to do a boilerplate query letter and just send it out to a bunch of people, you're making a mistake. Good enough isn't. Be a professional to become a professional. You will do more. If you were on the Great British Baking Show, you would be practicing those recipes every night until you had them down perfect, until they were within time, until you had enhanced the flavor, until you had adjusted for the difference between the oven you have at home and the ovens they have at the show. You will make this professional. Know each and every one of these agents that you're going to write to. And you know what's going to happen? Let's say you have your notebook and you give them each a page. What will happen while you're just writing notes from the book is all of a sudden something's going to jump into your head that you want to say to this guy. You want to say something to her. You want to have an opening that says, you know, I'm writing to you because you went to University of Denver and so did I, and I'm pretty sure we're remembering the same place to go for coffee, and I've been away from home for so long, just writing to you, even though you don't live there anymore, reminds me of home. Maybe someday we'll talk about Denver. Right now, how about I'll tell you about my book? And I would do that. That's me. It's not you. It's me. It's the way I do things. But you can do it too, if you want. You can do something that you do. You connect on a personal level if you can. If you can find a way to do that, you do that. If you ever meet an agent socially somewhere, you do not try to sell them a book or yourself. Ask about them. Ask what they represent. Ask, say, hey, what is the client from hell like? Because I write. I don't want to be that person. Be interested in them. Make a friend of them. And then ask about their golf game or whatever that they are personally. So personalize your letters. Make some notes to yourself. Get to understand who these people are by reading the whole entry. Now, I have two warnings. If you run across an agent who seems to think that they are in the power seat and you had better toe some line or be really grateful if they talk to you, or we're so tired of dealing with, you know, nobodies, you have to have 27 credentials, I don't want to talk to him. He's a no for me. I don't care what he's publishing. I demand and deserve respect. I wrote a fucking book. You sold one. And that's good. That's hard work. You have to, that's a special skill. Congratulations. I wrote a book, so I deserve your respect. I'm somebody you want to know. I have written something you want to read. Now, you don't want to say that. You know, you never say to an agent, hey, you want to read this book, although I say it in my ads and my promos all the time. You want to read this. But there's a lot of erotica in my books, and I know that people, they want to read that. So it's kind of it's sort of a joke. These people who are very short, and I'm only going to answer three questions, and I don't want to be in your book anyway because I'm so important, I don't need you, or who want to go on and on about the trials and tribulations of being an agent, are not people that I think are very interesting. You have the people that talk too much also. You have the people who sound like they're trying to sell themselves to you. Keep in mind, almost anyone can list themselves in the writer's guides as an agent by just saying, hi, I'm an agent, send me a form. Some of them just pay and they get a page and they can fill out their form. And they can, there's one guy in here, he wrote for like four pages in here. Most of these people have one full page. Beware of people, agents who sound like they're just the greatest guy and they just really want to be your friend. And I tell you, I got into this business because blah, 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 and they tell you their life story. I don't give a damn about you and your life story, dude. I don't even know you. And I'm not telling you my life story either. I have a book. Do you want to read it? Here. And then I'm not sending it to him anyway because I'm pretty sure he's probably a newbie. We're all newbie enough, aren't we? We don't need to have a newbie agent. I want an experienced agent. I want someone who wants me to demand perfection of myself. And you know what? You want that too. You really do. But you also have to do this. You have to pretend that you're really mentally healthy. And if you're a writer, you're probably not. Egomaniacs with low self-esteem, they're not kidding. We're nuts. What the hell are we doing? Putting our blood on our paper and then letting people look at and judge our souls, because that's how you write what's really good. You have to have skill. You have to have practice. You have to have editing. You have to have all these things. But an agent can tell when you have passion. An agent can tell from the writing when you are there in your head, taking dictation from a character or writing down a scene you're involved in, feeling whatever is going on. They can tell when you don't overwrite it because you trust your readers, when you don't overexplain because you trust yourself. They know. So far, this episode is saying, this is what you do when you start to choose an agent. And this is what you do when you write a query letter. I'm not going to tell you how to write a damn query letter. There's 1,000 places online that will give you all kinds of advice. Read them all and then ignore them all, because what you really need will stick in your brain and what you don't want won't. Be patient. There's a process. If in this book, and there is, anything about production, in the front, there are all these publishers. Read what the publishers are saying. Know your business. Do that while you're waiting for your queries to come back, as well as start, finish, or edit your next book. Do these things, and then let me know how it's going for you, because I would really love to hear about it. I keep saying there's an email around here somewhere to my blog, and I'm going to have to look on the Buzzsprout page, because I think there's a place to put it. Or maybe in the description, there's a link thing. Do these things, make a plan, succeed, and I'll talk to you soon.